South Park clip from 2005 goes viral for brutally honest portrayal of transgenderism. By Warner Todd Houston on February 22, 2023. A 2005 clip from South Park has resurfaced and is going viral for its brutally honest portrayal of the transgender phenomenon sweeping the nation. In the scene from the episode entitled, Mr. Garrison's Fancy New Vagina, originally aired on March 9, 2005, the eponymous character finds out just how meaningless his transgender transformation has become, considering he will still never be able to become pregnant, menstruate, or need an abortion like biological women can. In the clip, Garrison, who was identifying as Janet Garrison, thinks she is pregnant because since his transgender surgery he missed his period. Garrison waltzes into the doctor's office and proclaims that he needs an abortion. But when the doctor says Garrison can't have an abortion, he indignantly scolds the doctor, saying, "Don't tell me what I can do with my body." The clip has the dual purpose of ridiculing both abortion and transgenderism. Garrison is first seen casually telling the women in the doctor's waiting room that he needs an abortion because he missed his period. Once he gets into the doctor's office, he immediately puts his feet in the gynecology stirrups and boldly announces that he needs an abortion. "Now are you gonna scramble its brains or just vacuum it out?" Garrison asks. But the doctor says, "Mr. Garrison, you can't have an abortion." "Don't you tell me what I can and can't do with my body," Garrison rebukes, adding, "A woman has a right to choose." But the doctor replies, "No, I mean you're physically unable to have an abortion because you can't get pregnant." "But I missed my period," Garrison exclaims. "You can't have periods, either," the doctor insists. "You had a sex change, Mr. Garrison, but you don't have ovaries or a womb. You don't produce eggs," he says. Garrison then laments, "You mean I'll never know what it feels like to have a baby growing inside me and then scramble its brains and vacuum it out?" "That's right," the doc says. "But I paid $5,000 to be a woman. This would mean I'm not really a woman," Garrison says in alarm. "I'm just a guy with a mutilated penis." "Basically, yes," the doctor agrees. "Oh, boy, do I feel like a jackass," Garrison concludes. Many on Twitter commented on how ahead of its time this nearly 20-year-old clip is. It's a brutally honest take on the callous savagery of abortion, too. We need more mockery like this. Seth Dillon, at Seth Dillon, February 20, 2023. Written almost 20 years ago. Way ahead of the curve. Brentley Plus, at Kapopoulos, February 20, 2023. This is the second time this month that South Park has leapt to the forefront with its biting social commentary. Last week, the long-running cartoon took aim at spoofing the self-centered publicity-seeking of Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle with a pair of Canadian royals who launch a campaign for their privacy even as they go on a publicity tour to announce that they want privacy. The episode was enough to send the real Harry and Meghan into a conniption in issuing threats that they may sue the producers of South Park for defamation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.